First of all, the return processing date is different.
The IRS will not begin processing federal income tax returns until January 31st.
Mark Hansen at the IRS.
The delay is a result of the government shutdown that took place last year. Each year, the IRS has to update computer systems that are used to process federal income tax returns. We cannot process returns until those updates are completed.
It's okay to file now if you're ready, but that won't mean a quicker refund if you're entitled to one.
Taxpayers are able to file their federal income tax returns now. However, the e-file system will not open until January 31st. For taxpayers who file by paper, you can go ahead and mail your return to the IRS, but normally we tell taxpayers it'll take about 10 to 21 days. Well, you can't start the clock until January 31st because we will not be processing those returns until that date.
The April 15th tax deadline is set by statute, and that remains in place. However, the IRS reminds taxpayers that anyone can request an automatic six-month extension to file their return. The request is easily done with Form 4868, which can be filed electronically or on paper. As is usually the case, there are some changes that will impact filing this year.
A good place to look at information for what's new for the tax filing season would be IRS Publication 17. It's available at the IRS.gov website. You can go online and actually view this publication. You can click on what's new. It's a section of Publication 17, and you can learn about different items that might impact you. Probably one of the more significant ones this year would be the changes impacting same-sex marriage. You may be able to file with a different filing status, and of course, that being the case, you might be entitled to some tax benefits that you were not entitled to in the past.
That specific change isn't an issue in Virginia. John Ogle, WCVE News.